Hello?
Hi, this is Seth McElroy. I'm calling from Bank. I was looking for Peter.
Speaking.
Peter, hi. I'm calling about some unusual activity in regards to your bank account. Do you have a few moments?
Yeah, of course. What's going on?
There's an individual here at our bank branch claiming that he's your brother, and he has some personal information, and he's trying to withdraw a sizable amount of money from your bank account.
No.
Yes, he is. No, yeah, he is.
I'm saying no. It's not real.
No, it's real. He's here. He's here, and he's trying to withdraw money. That's
no. I'm sure he's a real human being, but he's not my brother. So just, it's not allowed. It's fraud. Don't allow that.
But he has some of your personal information.
I don't care. I don't have a brother. Period.
Okay, so he's not your brother, then what should I advise our teller to do?
Tell the teller not to give him my money, and then call the police, because you have someone over there who's trying to steal money from me. Call the police right now.
How about this? Let me put you on hold real quick, Peter, and I'll kind of deal with the situation, and I'll be right back, okay?
Don't put me on hold. Call the police right now. What the hell? Oh, my God.
Hello, Peter?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm back. Sorry about that. I was talking
to
the teller.
What is going on, man?
Well, I'm sorry. I put you on hold real quick so I could talk to the teller. And guess what? We had the teller tell the guy that we contacted you, and we told him that you said you don't have a brother.
Why are you even talking to him? Call the police.
Well, but we told him that you said you don't have a brother.
Why are you giving him more info? Don't talk to him. You're giving him more information. Just call the police. I don't want him to leave with all my info.
Okay, well, he hasn't left yet. He actually said that you like to joke about things and that you're a funny guy. So are you really his brother and you're trying to get him in trouble?
What are you even saying?
He told me that you like to joke around about stuff, and apparently, you know, he's got a lot of your personal information. It sounds like you guys are kind of a couple of funny brothers just messing with each other.
What is wrong with you, man? Can I speak to someone else there? Like, is there someone else who can deal with this? This is a serious problem.
Hold on one second, okay? Let me talk to the teller one more time. I'm just going to put you on hold real
quick.
No,
do not put me on hold again. There is a guy there trying to take my money.
Well, I know that.
You understand me?
Well, yeah, that's why I called you. So here's what I need from you real quick. What is your mother's maiden name?
Why do you need this information from me?
Well, because your brother says he forgot it.
And no!
He needs it in order.
He's not my brother! Are you insane? He didn't forget it. He is trying to take my money. You idiot!
Okay, so you don't want me to give him your mother's maiden name?
No! Why would I want you to give this random person my information?
Well, but he says he's your brother. I'm going to put you on hold one more time so I can deal with this. I think
no,
I figured it out.
Put me on hold. I swear to God. Jesus! Oh, my God! What the hell is happening? What the hell?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello? Hey, is this Peter?
Yes! What do you mean, is this Peter? You've been talking to me the whole time, man.
Oh, well, we've got a lot of lines here. I want to make sure I picked up the right one. So anyway, your brother...
He's not my brother, and you better have not just talked to him again.
Well, we actually went ahead and went through with the transaction.
Why would you do that?
Well, because your brother had all your information.
You just gave my money away to a criminal. You just got scammed, you idiot.
Well, actually, you kind of got scammed.
No, you got scammed, and now I am going to sue you.
Well, no, what I mean is you're the victim of a prank phone call right now.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
What?
Your friend Eric set you up for a prank phone call.
Dude.
He said that you've had to cancel a few credit cards because of fraud lately and wanted me to mess with you.
Oh my God.
So don't worry. I think your money is safe.
I'm going to need it for counseling now.